Hello. Welcome to the latest edition of InVision magazine from Devon Insight. This edition is for autumn 2021, issue 27. The cover girl for the print edition of this magazine is Joan Hardy, who's 96, and there's a photograph of her smiling at the art exhibition at Sidmouth Museum. More about that later. The tagline for this edition is Creating Positive Outcomes from the Storm of the COVID-19 Pandemic. Well, this is Graham Flynn here, the Chief Executive Officer of Devon Insight, and this is my update. Welcome to the autumn 2021 edition of the Devon Insight magazine, InVision. Throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, Devon Insight has continued to provide services in creative and innovative ways. In March 2020, at the start of the COVID-19 crisis, we had to cancel all our face-to-face work with clients, including home visits and community-based talk and support groups. Our community support team contacted all our registered clients to ensure that they were getting the basics like shopping, prescriptions and information about local voluntary support services set up during lockdown. We introduced a weekly programme of telephone sight loss speaker events so that people isolating in their homes had access to speakers from across health and social care and sight loss partner organisations. We ensured that you all got up-to-date COVID-19 restriction information in a range of accessible formats by increasing the frequency of our newsletters. In October 2020, we developed a revised service strategy in response to the ongoing crisis, which focused on the key areas that would make the biggest difference to the lives of people with sight loss for the remainder of the pandemic and as we emerged from the other side. The strategy focused on the three key areas of early intervention, emotional well-being, and complex and crisis case support. We remind you of our current service offer in the pages of this magazine. The commitment of our staff during this crisis has been exemplary, but working from home and being unable to undertake home visits and group meetings has proved difficult for our community support workers. Across the country, people have been re-evaluating their lives and taking the decision to change jobs. Devon Insight has not been immune to this phenomenon. In the last couple of months, our three community support workers, Kathy Duffy, Tracy Agata and Louise Kamers, have all decided to move on from the charity. They've all found new roles closer to their homes, which fit in with their personal circumstances and family commitments. Whilst we respect their decision to leave, this presents us with challenges moving forward. Our funding from the National Lottery Reaching Communities Fund came to an end in October 2020. This directly funded our talk and support groups across Devon, and replacing this income stream is proving challenging. When I was writing our last newsletter, it was our sincere hope that we would be starting a new programme of talk and support groups across much of the county. In the present circumstances, we will not be able to do this. We are, however, looking at a programme of community-based sight loss events starting in 2022. Our clients have experienced significant challenges during the pandemic and will continue to face these as restrictions continue to lift. Many will need support to rebuild their confidence in leaving their homes and to improve their physical and emotional well-being after isolating at home for so long. The good news. The good news is that we will be maintaining our helpline and you will be able to access our information, advice and guidance service, emotional well-being service, the equipment bursary fund and the assistive technology partnership. Radical transformations will be required to overcome the challenges the charity is facing and are necessary to keep pace with the economic, social and structural changes we are all experiencing. Nationally, we are sharing our experiences of the COVID-19 pandemic and the positive changes it has had on our services with our partners in the sight loss sector. These changes will have a positive effect on the future support and services offered to people who are blind and partially sighted in Devon. It's really important that we create positive outcomes from the storm of the COVID-19 pandemic. Please be assured that our Board of Trustees and staff are all working hard to ensure that our clients are not left behind and receive the support required at the time they need it. Onwards and upwards. And this is Graham from Devon Insight. The next section is called Supporting You. Staff changes. Stop press. It is with huge sadness that we have to report that our sight loss advisors, Kathy Duffy, Tracy Agata and Louise Kamies, have all taken the decision to leave the charity. You may have met them at our talk and support groups or during home visits. During the COVID-19 pandemic, employees across the country have been re-evaluating their work-life balance and taking the opportunity to look for new roles that fit in with their new lives. With the end of our National Lottery funding, the charity is at a crossroads. Naturally, they thought that this was the right time to move on. We were very sad to hear that they wanted a change, but respect their decisions. We would like to take this opportunity to thank them for their magnificent contribution to the Devon Insight's work. We wish them luck in their new roles. Now some good news. Judy Pride. We are pleased to announce that Judy Pride will be joining the Devon Insight staff team in November 2021. Judy has been one of our trustees for a number of years, but most of you will know her as the Regional Manager for the Southwest Macular Society. Prior to joining Macular Society, Judy was a community fundraiser for Children's Hospice Southwest, where she helped secure funds to build a new children's hospice for Cornwall and Plymouth. She has a wealth of experience within the charity sector, with the added bonus of working with people who are blind or partially sighted across the region. Judy says, "I'm passionate about providing high-quality sight loss services across Devon. I've worked with Devon Insight CEO Graham Flynn on a strategic level, and I'm looking forward to working with him to review our operational service offer and sustainability plans at this particularly challenging time." We're delighted to have attracted somebody of Judy's experience and calibre to join the Devon Insight team. The next section is on voting membership, the 96th Annual General Meeting. Dr. Adrian Jacobs, Chair of the Board of Trustees, cordially invites you to Devon Insight's 96th Annual General Meeting on Friday, the 15th of October 2021 at 10 a.m. The Charity Commission has authorised registered charities to hold their annual general meetings online again this year to prevent the spread of the COVID-19 virus. Naturally, we're disappointed not to be able to see you in person, but holding the event online means that you can hear the same presentations from the safety and comfort of your own home. We realise that many of you do not use computers and will not be able to join us. However, we will advise you of major developments in the next edition of InVision magazine. It is hoped that we will be able to resume our regular annual general meetings in person next year. For those of you who use Zoom for meetings, the meeting ID number is 860-3975-4598. That meeting ID number again is 860-3975-4598. And the passcode 336-302. That number again, 336-302. An easier way to join us is to contact us on our email address, which is inquiries@devoninsight.org.uk. That's inquiries@devoninsight.org.uk, and we will send you the link in an email. During the AGM, we will approve the minutes of the AGM for 2020 and hear reports from our Chair, Dr. Adrian Jacobs, myself as CEO, and Treasurer, Mr. Steve Munzer. This year, we will give you an update on our achievements during the National Lottery Reaching Communities funded project, which came to an end in October, our response to the COVID-19 pandemic, and the challenges we are facing during these extraordinary times. The AGM is one of the many ways that we hear from our stakeholders. Keeping user voice at the heart of our charity will ensure that we continue to do the very best for people with sight loss in Devon. Voting membership. Everyone is welcome to join the annual general meeting, but in order to vote on a resolution or to submit a question in advance, you must be a registered voting member. By becoming a voting member, you'll be part of a supporting community who understands what it's like to live with a sight problem. You'll also receive the InVision magazine, so we can keep you up to date on the latest sight loss news and give you opportunities to help shape and inform Devon Insight's work. If you are a registered voting member, you should have received a proxy voting form with your AGM invitation and a pre-post-paid envelope. Your vote really matters to us. People in the lead. Devon Sight Loss Forum. It only takes one voice at the right pitch to start an avalanche. That's a quote from Diana Hardy. Our aim here at Devon Insight is to help people who are blind or partially sighted to live life to the full. And we do that by providing a range of services which offer both practical help, emotional support, and opportunities for groups of people to meet and support each other. In the last edition of InVision magazine, we invited you to help us shape the future of our services as we learn to live in a world with COVID-19. As we move into the next stage of the charity's development, we are keen to increase opportunities for you to get more involved in shaping our services and reviewing how we are doing. So we are therefore setting up a Devon Sight Loss Forum. The Devon Sight Loss Forum will be a valuable opportunity for people with sight loss to influence change within Devon Insight and sight loss services in Devon. To make the forum as accessible as possible for people across the county, we will be using the same telephone-based system that has been popular for our telephone speaker events. We will be holding our first Devon Sight Loss Forum on Tuesday, the 14th of December, between 10:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. I'll talk a bit more about that later. Now, you don't need to be part of the forum. If you prefer to talk to us on a one-to-one basis, we can also arrange to give you a quick call to chat through some of our ideas and hear what you think. It's as easy as that. Keeping user voice at the heart of our charity will ensure that we continue to do the very best for people with sight loss in Devon. We'd love to hear from anyone who would like to contribute to the forum. Just call Jenny on the helpline, 01392 876 666. That's 01392 876 666. And now, News Desk, keeping you connected. Sight Village Southwest. Sight Village Southwest, which was due to return to Sandy Park Conference Centre, Exeter, in September, was postponed due to the ongoing concerns regarding COVID-19. The organiser, Queen Alexandra College, has announced that the event will now take place on Tuesday, the 26th of April, 2022. That date again, Tuesday, the 26th of April, 2022. Devon Insight will be exhibiting at the event alongside many of our local, regional, and national partners. For those that have not attended Sight Village before, this is a great opportunity to meet representatives of sight loss services and equipment manufacturers from across the United Kingdom. We will publish registration details in the New Year edition of InVision magazine. The next news item is very sad. Please remember, you are not alone. Vision North Somerset. We were devastated to hear that our friend and colleague, Nina Farr, passed away in July in tragic circumstances. Nina became the chief executive of Vision North Somerset in September 2019 and was an active member of Southwest Association's network, which is chaired by myself. Nina was such a lovely woman who had worked at Vision North Somerset for many years before taking over the role as Chief Executive Officer. We worked together on the Southwest Association network, which has made such a huge difference to sight loss services across the southwest of England. She will be greatly missed, but for her enthusiasm and commitment to the voluntary sector and to the service of blind and partially sighted people in particular. I represented Devon and Sight and members of the Southwest Association's network at Nina's funeral, which was packed. Our thoughts and condolences are with the trustees and staff of Vision North Somerset and all of Nina's family and friends. I would urge anyone who is finding life difficult to speak to a colleague, close friend, or contact the Samaritans. Rest in peace, Nina. Whatever you're going through, call Samaritans on 116 123. That number again is 116 123. A Samaritan will face it with you 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And now something a little brighter. Cover story, Sidmouth Art Exhibition. The article in the newsletter is illustrated with a photograph of Tracy Agata with clients Anne Newmarch and Joan Hardy, along with Anne Aruski. And they're standing in front of some paintings at Sidmouth Museum. Artwork by visually impaired Devon and Sight clients created a stir in Sidmouth. On Wednesday, the 21st of July 2021, Sidmouth Museum hosted a special reception to celebrate an art project which took place in 2018, long before anyone had heard of COVID-19. The art exhibition was only made possible with the easing of the government's COVID-19 restrictions. The informal private viewing was for the participants, artists, funders, and friends and family. The artwork exhibited was created as part of a project called From Tree to Sea, a collaboration between East Devon Area of Outstanding Natural Beauty and the Thelma Hulbert Gallery, which included many activities out and about across the region. Artists engaged in the wider From Tree to Sea project worked with a group of Devon and Sight adults with little vision at Twyford House to create artworks in mixed media. For many of the participants, it was the first time they had created art since school. Devon and Sight's Tracy Agata was delighted to meet up with the participants of the project after so many months. Joan Hardy, 96, summed up the experience by simply saying, "It's wonderful." The reception was a valuable opportunity for me to meet with the people involved in the project and to thank the funders for their support. Many people who develop sight loss in later life stop participating in creative hobbies. But with good task lighting and support, many can re-engage with some very therapeutic activities such as art and reading. We gratefully acknowledge the support of the Keith Owen Fund through the Sid Vale Association and Thelma Hulbert Gallery for this project. Now, a reminder of our sight loss services. Emotional Wellbeing Service. Our support helps people adapt to their sight loss, not to feel alone, and regain their self-esteem. We know from national research and from what our clients tell us, that being blind or partially sighted has a significant impact on people's independence and emotional well-being. The COVID-19 pandemic has increased the emotional impact on people with sight loss. Many need support rebuilding their confidence to leave their homes after isolating for so long. In response to these challenges, we started a pilot emotional well-being service to support people with sight loss who live in Devon. Based on our experience of this service over the past 10 months, the biggest impact of our emotional well-being service is helping people come to terms with the emotional impact on their sight loss and preventing the deterioration of people's well-being and independence. Common areas of difficulties for those clients we've supported have been unexpected sight loss diagnosis, anxiety around sight loss diagnosis and deterioration of sight, isolation and loneliness. Very often people don't want to burden their family and friends with their concerns and have found the support from someone outside their immediate circle supportive and helpful. We are able to support people using our service by offering a wellbeing telephone call. This call is an opportunity to discuss in confidence anything which is troubling a person which is related to their sight loss. Thanks to some generous donors, we have funding to refer people to local accredited counsellors, if this is something which is felt to be beneficial. We can provide 6 1-hour free sessions. These counsellors have been trained by RNIB, so have an awareness and appreciation of working with people with sight loss. Clients report our support helps them to adapt to their sight loss, not to feel alone and to regain their self-esteem. Our ability to provide counselling support immediately, bearing in mind that RNIB counselling waiting lists are currently standing at 6 months, means that crisis situations have been averted and our clients' well-being has been hugely improved. This service is available to anyone registering with Devon in Sight who lives in Devon and has a diagnosed sight loss condition. To access our emotional wellbeing service, confidentially, please ring the helpline on 01392 876 666. That number again, 01392 876 666. The next article is Independent Living, Equipment, Bursary, Fund. At the height of the COVID restrictions, we started our Equipment Bursary Fund. This allows us to provide our clients with some popular independent living equipment for free. Since the Equipment Bursary Fund started in November 2020, we've supported 107 clients with 297 items of equipment to the value of £3,810.25. One of the items available through the fund is the RNIB CommuniClock. The clock announces the time and date in RNIB's natural English male voice at the touch of a button. The clock is radio controlled, which means it receives a signal from the radio transmitter in Anthorn, Cumbria, which enables the time and date to be set automatically. This is particularly useful when the clocks change in the spring and summer. Items available under the scheme include task lighting for reading, liquid level indicators, tactile bump-ons, the Devon in Sight signature guide, the Smart Light easy-to-see analogue alarm clock, the CommuniClock, the Sonic 2 USB memory stick player for audiobooks and magazines, voice-activated smart speakers in a very limited supply, partially sighted badges, hidden disability sunflower lanyards and visual impairment ID cards, the Devon Access Travel Wallets, and Trading Standards No Cold Callers window stickers. Please note, liquid level indicators are only available to people who have been trained to use them as a replacement or under close supervision of a friend or relative. Many of the beneficiaries of this service have gone on to make one-off donations or have set up a regular monthly donation by becoming friends of Devon in Sight. This helps us to top up the fund to maintain this highly valuable service. To access our Equipment Bursary Fund, please give us a call on the helpline. The Assistive Technology Partnership. This has a photograph at the beginning of a new product called an Orcam Read, which is a handheld device about 6 or 7 inches long, which is black. It looks a bit like a TV remote control. Anyway, in January 2021, we started our assistive technology partnership with Sight and Sound Technology Limited, the UK and Ireland's leading supplier and master distributor of hardware and software to the blind, visually impaired, and those with learning and reading difficulties. Whilst Devon in Sight as a charity can't endorse any particular product, We do like to keep you up to date with some of the latest innovative technology that has come to the market. Introducing Orcam Read. Orcam Read is a personal artificial intelligence, AI-driven device unlike any other. For anyone who is consistently exposed to large amounts of text at work and school, or for leisure, and can even assist people with mild visual impairment or reading difficulties, including dyslexia and reading fatigue. People who have moderate to severe levels of visual impairment would have difficulties using the device. The Orcam Read can be used in any environment, including low light, and without requiring any internet connectivity. Device can easily be used to read any kind of printed or digital text at home, in the office, or on the go. It requires the user to be able to hear, with or without a hearing device. Orcam Read also requires the user to have full control over their hand movements. Orcam Read has been recognised with the top 2021 Consumer Technology Association Best Innovation Award in the accessibility category. Tony Shrubb, the Southwest Territory Manager of Sight and Sound, says, Orcam has won numerous global awards for its highly advanced personal AI technology. Orcam Read has already been described as an exceptional on-demand tool to access print in work, education, and community settings. If you would like to arrange for a demonstration of Orcam Read, we can refer you into Sight and Sound through our Assistive Technology Partnership. To access the Assistive Technology Partnership, please ring the helpline on 01392 876 666. 01392 876 666. Now, some more information about our sight loss services. Speaker Events Programme. Our sight loss speaker events are back. Following the collapse of the Babel telephone conferencing service, we have moved to a new provider called MeetUp Call. Now, here are some details of two speaker events that we're currently planning, so they may change, but here we go. Tuesday, the 16th of November, 2021. That's Tuesday, the 16th of November, 2021, between 10:30 and 11:30. Gadgets and Gizmos for the Visually Impaired. An Introduction to Independent Living Aids, the Equipment Bursary Fund, and the Assistive Technology Partnership. As part of Devon Insight's Technology Partnership, we are delighted to invite Tony, the Southwest Territory Manager for Sight and Sound, to join us at this event. Sight and Sound Technology are the UK's leading provider of hardware and software to the blind and partially sighted. I'll be hosting the event with Jenny Benham, with special guest Tony Shrubb. The next event is Tuesday the 14th of December. That's Tuesday the 14th of December between 10:30 and 11:30. People in the Lead, the Devon Sight Loss Forum. As we move into the next stage of the charity's development, we are keen to increase opportunities for you to get more involved in shaping our services and reviewing how we're doing. So we're therefore setting up a Devon Sight Loss Forum. The Sight Loss Forum will be a valuable opportunity for people with sight loss to influence change within Devon Insight and sight loss services in Devon. I hope to be hosting this with Judy Pride, so join us if you'd like to hear that. Okay, to join a sight loss speaker event, choose which of the events you want to go to. A couple of minutes before the start time, dial the telephone number below. All talks start promptly at 10:30 and will conclude at 11:30. Now, this is the new telephone number. 0203 137 895. That number again. 0203 137 895. When you dial, you should hear a welcome message and holding music before the presentation starts. During the main presentation, you will be able to hear the conversation but not participate in the call. However, questions can be submitted in advance by ringing the helpline. Depending on the nature of the presentation, the host may open up the call to questions from listeners, and that will certainly be the case with our sight loss forum. Calls from your home telephone are charged at the standard rate or are free if daytime calls are included in your supplier agreement. Calls from mobiles are charged at the standard network tariff. All events should finish within 60 minutes. Please note, all Devon Insight speaker events are recorded so that they can be shared on our website. Recordings of previous sight loss speaker events can be found on the website at www.devoninsight.org.uk. That web address again is www.devoninsight.org.uk. Now, the next article is called Influencing Change in the Sight Loss Sector. Sight Loss MOT Update. In 2016, we developed a new assessment and outcome framework called the Sight Loss MOT to ensure that everyone who comes to Devon Insight gets the very best support. Based on national research and best practice, the Sight Loss MOT looks at over 50 key issues, such as making sure that people understand their diagnosis, have access to the right statutory care, access to independent living equipment, and the latest assistive technology, social activities, financial support, and emotional support. The Sight Loss MOT has had a powerful impact on people we support here in Devon. The MOT has now been adopted by over 20 local sight loss charities across the United Kingdom, who have also been keen to improve the quality of their services and evidence the impact of their work. It was a natural progression for us to start looking at a specific version of the Sight Loss MOT for children, young people and their families. CYPF. Children, Young People, Families. This version reflects the different care and support available to children and young people with sight loss and provides information and resources to help people navigate issues around special needs education and the transition into work and independent living. The draft framework was developed in partnership with Laura Hughes of More Vision, a Devon-based charity providing a range of support to children and young people affected by sight loss and their families. We've completed a consultation with national sight loss partners, and work will start shortly on a Devon-specific framework in consultation with local partners. The National Visionary Conference 2021. We are delighted to have been invited to share our work at the National Visionary Conference in November with delegates from across the sight loss sector. Visionary is a membership organisation of over 110 local sight loss organisations and 20 national partners. They connect organisations with each other, develop their skills and organisational health, and share information and best practice from across their network. We would like to thank Thomas Pocklington Trust for their financial support with this project. And now, summer 2021 community fundraising news. The headline here, over £7,000 raised. The Jump for Sight Challenge 2021. I illustrate this photo with a picture of myself with two members of staff from an engineering company called Totus. The Jump for Sight Challenge 2021. Devon Insight's Chief Executive Officer, Graham Flynn, me, hosted the Jump for Sight Challenge at Dunkerswell Airfield, Honiton, on Saturday the 11th of September. This year we were joined by 10 staff from Totus Engineering Limited. You may be asking yourself, why would anyone jump out of a perfectly serviceable aeroplane? Well, to witness the nervous anticipation of the jumpers and looks of horror, quickly followed by delight, is amazing. James Bishop from Totus said, "The past year has been difficult for everyone, and being able to support our local charity has brought our entire company together. Thank you, Devon Insight, for inviting us to take part in the challenge." The newsletter is illustrated with a photograph of myself upside down, just about to disappear through the clouds. Another one with the parachute open. One of us all on the ground. That's the team from Devon Insight, myself and TOTUS staff. So we would like to thank Team TOTUS for taking the plunge. Their staff were James Bishop, Steve Carter, John DeCruz, Danielle Johnson, Mark Jones, Torin Nee, Matt Knight, Paul Lane, Zach Ramsden, and Lloyd Taylor. To speak to us about community fundraising, please give us a call on the helpline. Supporting us, volunteering. There are many different volunteering opportunities available at Devon Insight, depending on the time you are able to give, whether you have an hour or so each week, or can give much more. Volunteering can be a rewarding way to help your local community, at the same time as meeting new friends, developing skills, and exploring hobbies. Fundraising volunteers. We are looking for people to join our team of community fundraising volunteers to help us to raise funds we need to support people who are blind and partially sighted across Devon and Torbay. Please encourage your family and friends to do something amazing for charity this year. Corporate partners. Corporate social responsibility, CSR, is the continuing commitment by business to behave ethically and contribute to economic development whilst improving the quality of life for the workforce and their families, as well as the local community and society at large. From volunteering knowledge to time or services, marketing initiatives and events, to making us your charity of the year, there are plenty of ways for you and your company to support us. We're delighted that our neighbours at Splatford Barton, TOTUS Engineering Limited, have become a corporate partner. You can find out more about TOTUS on their website, www.totus.co.uk, and TOTUS is spelt T-O-T-U-S. So that's www.totus.co.uk. Helpline volunteers. We would like to train a couple of reception volunteers to be the first point of contact at our head office at Splatford. We're working towards the national helpline standard, so people with helpline experience would be most welcome to join the team. You would also be trained to demonstrate some of the independent living equipment that is available and to help with the administration of the charity and undertake research. To speak to us about volunteering or corporate partnership, please ring the helpline. Now, some ways that you can support us, Friends of Devon Insight. It has never been more important to do your bit to support your local sight loss charity. Making a regular monthly donation is the best way that you can support your charity during these very challenging times. Our regular giving scheme, Friends of Devon Insight, began in 2018, with our supporters making monthly donations ranging from £2 to £50 a month. We're pleased to announce that we currently have 112 registered friends, and we would like to thank you all for your ongoing contribution to the charity. By becoming one of our friends, you will help more people to receive the support they need to live happy and healthy lives and be part of their local community. There are a number of other ways that you can help Devon Insight financially to continue supporting people with sight loss across Devon and Torbay. You can make a one-off donation by cheque. Make the cheque payable to Devon Insight and send it to the office manager, Devon Insight, Splatford Barton, Ken Ford, Exeter, EX67XY. That address again is the office manager, Devon Insight, Splatford Barton, Ken Ford, Exeter, and the postcode EX67XY. You can also make a one-off donation by bank transfer through online banking to Devon County Association for the Blind, sort code 308037, that's sort code 308037, account number 623 26768. Account number again, 623 26768. You could leave us a gift in your will. Our ultimate guide to leaving a lasting legacy to charity is designed to give an overview of the importance of making a will writing checklist, and how legacies have supported our work. If you would like a legacy pact, please phone us on the helpline. Can I remind you that Devon Insight receives no statutory funding and we have to fundraise for everything. So please do something today to help us continue supporting blind and partially sighted people in Devon. If you'd like to speak to us about making a donation or have more information about making a will, please ring us on the helpline. 01392 876 666. That telephone number again, 01392 876 666. Well, that concludes this quarter's newsletter. I hope you've enjoyed it. It's a difficult time for everybody at the moment, but we will get through this. Can I remind you, when you've finished listening to the dongle, put it back in the envelope and just rotate the address card on the front of the envelope. You do not need to pay for any return postage. Just turn the card in the front of the envelope and put it in a postbox. Some of you have removed the little instruction card in the envelope as well. Can you just make sure you keep that in the envelope so that we can use it for other people? Anyway, this is Graham from Devon Insight. Look forward to speaking to you again very soon. Take care, look after yourselves, and there we have it. Bye-bye.